Okay, so yesterday we started looking at Lo Sachmud. And we saw that not just there's one of the Ten Commandments, but it seems to be somehow a Siri Kodesh, at the tenth of the Ten Commandments, and we have a clue that the tenth is always the highest. Not the highest, but the contains everything. So what's lurking in Lo Sachmud that's so choshuv? So we came to the conclusion that we've been dealing with all along is when I recognize that I'm unique and I have a unique mission and I have a unique situation because of the tafkid that I have, then what you have isn't relevant to me. Wanting what somebody else has is a statement about me not understanding why I'm in the world. That's why it's so critical. Let's advance, let's develop that and see how we go from there. Tzadik Hay, the second last paragraph. Mitam ze besim shel asoras adibros miodiani Hashem yisbarach dolecho bni ahuvi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu notifies us at the end of the Ten Commandments, Dibros is calling them, you should know, my beloved son, ein shum dover sheyochel shlimnoy mimcho es kabolos ha-Torah v'sashlomes tafkidcho v'yoytcho bo'ilom. You must know there's nothing that can, huh? Everything okay there? How's your French?
Non-existent.
Okay, so we'll try and do it in English.
Not.
There's nothing in the world that can prevent you from being Mekabel Torah, from filling your mission in the world. Shkoyach Godel. Nothing. Nothing can stop you from doing what you came in the world to do. Kol ha-keilim b'yotcha. You have everything you need. Ha-panosa, ha-kishreinas, ha-chinuch, matzavcha, ruchoni, v'gashmi. Your panosa, your talents, your skill, the chinuch you got, your background, your spiritual situation right now, and your physical situation right now. Kula mat'imim b'dyuk le-tavkidcho. It's all b'dyuk, designed by me for you in order to enable you to fulfill your mission. Azar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to every Jew. Bitter pill to swallow sometimes because we disagree that I have enough panosa and enough talent and my matzav ruchani is what we don't always agree with Hashem on this one. We argue with him a lot. That's called tefillah. Tefillah is basically arguing with Hashem, no? Somebody's sick, God forbid, and you're saying Hashem, make him better. Hashem says, no, so you have an argument. That's a lot of tefillah looks like that. Okay, we'll deal with tefillah. We'll deal with tefillah when we get there. We're going to get there. We mentioned yesterday, we'll get to tefillah. But besides hishtadlus and tefillah, which you always have to leave out of the picture when you're dealing with the tochen. What? Yeah. That was over Torah. It's over Torah, but in Achinami, over Matafkin as well, you have to fight sometimes to, Gove Yoda Shel Moshe. Nachon. Kol Asher L'Reyecho, because if I just had his brains, or his this, or his that, oh, they're not able to. Nonsense. Kol Asher L'Reyecho, Einu Mesuga Lo'el, O Lo'isif L'cham Uma. But the next guy's got ain't going to help you. Nothing. Nothing. What you have, you need. What you don't have, you don't need. His beged doesn't fit. It's the wrong measurement. His spectacles aren't the same prescription as yours. Nothing he has is matim for you. And everything you have is what you need. You're not lacking anything. Nothing. That's,
Like, if we really feel the same, then why would we ever
He asks, yeah, why didn't he start?
But I said that 10 seconds ago, when we get to Tefillin, Ishtadlus, we'll deal with that issue. Yeah. But Tochen is very hard. Let me ask you a question, just to make the question bigger. That's what Jews do. You know, Christians tell you to daven, the question will go away. So we can either say Shira Malos now, or we can ask another question. If you knew that the Ishtadlus you were making for Panosa, let's say, choose anything, but let's take Panosa because that's the easiest one to do. Did nothing, zilch owed nothing, nothing. You can go to work, you can stay in bed, you can work 20 hours a day, you cannot work at all. The Panosa that you have would still come and it would still be there. A lot, a little, lomashane. Yeah? It would be very hard to get out of bed in the morning to go to work, correct? So why do you get out of bed in the morning to go to work? Because you don't believe that your Ishtadlus isn't doing anything. You still believe that your Ishtadlus is doing something, correct? And we know that that's nonsense. We know that that's nonsense. We know, no, 1 second.
I believe I have to do a certain level.
You have to do a certain, yeah, so we know that that's nonsense. Chovos HaLevavos tells us, Mefurosh, ze shtuyot. Seal, he calls the Gothic. No one's asking for Nissan. That's not a nice. That's called Teva. Winston Churchill. Heard of him? Apparently, I don't know if the story is true, but I'm not press up prone, so I just tell stories because I heard it. But the vote's a vote. Apparently, he met Rabchatzkel Avramsky just before the war. You knew Rabchatzkel as well, Mr. And he asked Rabchatzkel, what's going to be? Was Geit Zayin? What's going to be? So Chatzkel said there could be two outcomes. One miraculous and one natural. So Churchill was intrigued. He said, what's the difference? He said, well, a miracle will be that you'll beat Germany militarily. That's a miracle. You guys are outnumbered, outclassed, out technology. German, to beat them would take a miracle. So he said, well, what would be a victory in the natural order of things? So Chatzkel said, pray. Pray is derech hateva. England beating Germany, that's a miracle. You need Japan to attack Pearl Harbor and America to get involved in the war and ba 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 for England to beat Germany in a war. But tefillah, that's derech hateva. We're not saying mechana nice. Your Ishtadlus does nothing for the panosa. It does something, otherwise Hashem would ask us to do it. We're not the little kid on the bus sitting with the Fisher-Price steering wheel who's not doing anything to cloud. Your status does do something, but it has nothing to do with your panosa. Nothing. Zilch owed nothing. We'll discuss that. But first you have to do is separate Ishtadlus from panosa. Or any other area of endeavor, health, Chovos HaLevavos uses those two. He discusses panosa and health. Panos is easy because it's from Gzeis HaPecha Teich HaLechem. That has nothing to do with health and whatever. But that's the vote. That you have to deal with. Before you start learning anything about Betochen, get rid of Ishtadlus. Put it aside and don't let it interfere with your understanding of Betochen. Yeah, but you have to do something. Okay, so we're not talking about Betochen anymore. Betochen means get rid of Ishtadlus while you're discussing Betochen.
Why are you discussing what?
When you're discussing the Tochen, get rid of Ishtadlus. We said that here 1,000 times. There's nothing harder than that. So it makes life so terribly difficult. Is we see a connection between the Ishtadlus and the outcome. We see the connection. Shem says, yeah, but there's no connection. But I see it. You're right. So get rid of it. That's not an easy job. Not an easy job. If there was no connection between the Ishtadlus and Panos, you have to make Ishtadlus. For whatever reason, Hashem wants you to make Ishtadlus, and there's no connection whatsoever between your Ishtadlus and the Panosa. Hashem says to you, I don't know, stand in your head and recite Mishnah's Bopeh, and a check comes into your account every month. It's okay, that's got nothing to do with that. But Hashem says, no, I want the Ishtadlus to look like you're doing something, but no, it has nothing to do with you. Now, that's not easy work. Greater people than you and me struggled with this. The four kings, remember? A famous Yalkut. You keep coming back to this. You just can't get away from this Yalkut. There was David, Asaf, Yeshiau, and Chizkiyahu Melech. Said it, the first and the last one are the most important ones. The middle ones are not that critical for the purpose of this discussion. How does the Yalkut go? No. David says, I will pursue my enemies, I will overtake them, and I will destroy them. And Hashem says, Vani oisekei. It is a bit strange because I didn't ask you to do anything, did I? David says, I'm going to pursue my enemies, overtake them, and kill them. So Hashem says, Ani oisekei, I'll take care of them. You ask you to take care of anything, I'm doing it. Asaf, I think it was Asaf, I can't remember which one it was, says, I'll pursue my enemies and I'll overtake them, but I can't take the final blow. The final wiping out or whatever, I'm not qualified for that. For whatever reason, I'm not going to get into now. Hashem says, Vani oisekei. Shaphat says, listen, I can't pursue my enemies, I can't overtake them, but I'll daven. And Hashem, you take care of it. Hashem says, okay, Vani oisekei. Chizkiah Melek says, I'm not even going to daven. I'm going to bed. Go to bed. Hashem says, Vani oisekei. Funny, no? Everyone's asking Hashem, telling Hashem a different story, and his response is exactly the same. So just take David and Chizkiah. David's doing everything, and Hashem says, Ani oisekei. Chizkiah does nothing, and Hashem says, Ani oisekei, what's going on here? Because David also did nothing. David also did nothing. He pursued his enemies, he chased his enemies, and he killed his enemies. When you looked at David HaMelech, you know what you saw? Ani oisekei, and Hashem's taking care of everything. Chizkiah Melech was worried that if he would even daven, when you looked at him, you would think, oh, Chizkiah's Melech, look, Chizkiah's davening. That's what destroyed Sennacherib's army. And therefore, I better not daven even, because then I'm taking away from the gilu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is what a king's supposed to do. That's what a king's supposed to do. He's supposed to do everything he's supposed to do. But when you look at him, you don't see him, you see Hashem. Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. You don't see Shimon ben Shetach. You see Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Yishtadlis. Okay. Why you have to make Yishtadlis? And what Yishtadlis is, the big sugya Metzushim. We'll learn it again. We've touched on a lot of different areas here. One second. Rav Dessler discusses this at length. This is one of the famous, famous, difficult pieces of Rav Dessler. And it's more matzben because you're trying to find where you are in the five levels of the top. You can't find yourself anywhere there. From my own perspective, you ever try to do it? If you take out Rabbi Tetzer's, if you want to do it easier, take out Rabbi Tetzer's book called World Mask. It goes through with Dessler's five levels of Betochen. Try and see where you fit in. It's very, very scary. It's not possible. But anyway, that's the, and at different levels of Betochen require different levels of Ishtadis, etc., etc., for other things, nothing to do with the Parnosa. Nothing to do with the Parnosa. Okay, but even if you still see a connection between, and we all do, if there's no one here sitting there that doesn't have this problem. I was talking to great people in Betochen, and they also struggle with this. It's a major struggle. So it makes Betochen so difficult. Without Ishtadis, Betochen would be a breeze. The Ishtadis is what makes Betochen so difficult. But when you're discussing Betochen, you have to create a legal fiction. You know what that is? They don't teach anything in American university. And you remove the Ishtadlis from the sugya and the gamra. Otherwise, you can't get to Betochen. Okay? So while your question's a good question, but not in the world of Betochen. It's a good question in the world of Ishtadlis, but not in the world of Betochen. When you're learning Hilchas Shabbos, discussing Eruvin is very helpful. But when you're learning Hilchas Shabbos, discussing Brochas is not going to enhance your understanding of Hilchas Shabbos. Not yet. Okay. The Ma'od Ma'od Chashuv to keep going over this because this is where the struggle is. Yes, sir.
If Ishtadlis and Parnassa, let's say, are not conditional on each other, that's what we're saying at the moment.
They're not connected whatsoever. They're nothing right to do with each other.
Okay, so I won't have my battle of not doing Ishtadlis because I'm just not holding there, but the Parnassa is still going to come. Okay, fine, just checking.
Yeah. Now, there are shittas in the Rishonim that hold that it's a Tznai. There's a Tznai. It's a Tznai. Not all Rishonim learn like this. That's what I'm saying. This is not, you can't wing this one with a 5-minute discussion because it's complex. It's a Tznai that you get to Parnassa. Yeah. It doesn't cause the panosa, it doesn't create the panosa. The boss is sitting there waiting for you. The ishtadlis is the tap, the faucet. If you don't put on a faucet, you can't get the water out of the barrel. There are those that learn like that, but there are plenty that don't. Clevis and Lavava seems to think, okay, whatever. all the Rishonim grapple with why you have to make Ishtadlis, how much Ishtadlis.
I'm saying why? It's just they're not connected.
No, the reason we have to make Ishtadlis is because B'zeh Sapecha Toichel Lechem. That's what I'm saying. It's easy to work with Betochen in Panosa. When you start talking about Shidduchim and you start talking about health, it's not so posh, even though the Chaim Slavovas lumps health together with Panosa. What does health have to do with B'zeh Sapecha Toichel Lechem? Whatever, that's another school. Some people find the Nisroelim Panosa very easy. But when it comes to health, they find it very difficult. Others find Panosa a real challenge, health to understand. You take a pill. The pill doesn't do anything. There's no side effects. It's a waste of time. But you have to take a pill, so take a pill. It wouldn't make a difference if you took this pill or that pill, but you do whatever is normal in the world.
That's also
another. Everyone's got a difference. You can do whatever you want. What do you mean? Drink all you want.
Smoke and drink and eat all
you want. No, you're not allowed to. No, you have the Torah wants you to conduct yourself normally, healthily, following the rules of the Torah. You can steal and charge ribis and all that and make panos also. No, of course not. But whatever's mutter, whatever's not awesome, for sure you can do. Avada. Yeah. And 50 years ago, if you were smoking, you weren't doing anything wrong either. You were relying on Shema Psoim Hashem. The same way today, people do things that could be considered dangerous. They give their kids jelly sweets or whatever, which is probably more dangerous than smoking. I don't know. People talking about. So why is it mutter today? Because of Dash Barabim. Therefore, you have Shema Psoim Hashem and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to sue the Ganenet because you gave your son a jelly sweet. But it will come a time where, yeah, every doctor will write a letter saying that jelly sweets cause Rachmanatan, who knows what, and people stop using it, it'll be also to take. I'm saying that's not you can't do what's against the Torah. That's poshut. You can't have a tochen and then you can't have a tochen for panos and do something that goes against the Torah. I mean, that's a steerer to betochen. Chaim Solovava says that mufurish. That's a machlekes of Chaim Solovava in the Vilna Goyim. Va'abotach ba'Hashem chesed yisavaveinu. Someone who is betoich in Hashem, chesed yisov avenu. Hashem's chesed surrounds him. Afilu rosh gomo. Afilu rosh gomo, but he has betochen. He has all the miles of betochen. Says the Vilna Goyen. Chaim Solovav says, no, it's tolu on your tzidkus a bit as well. Oh, pam. Chaim Solovav says a rishon. And we paskin, says the Chofetz Chaim, like the Vilna Goyen. He paskin like the Vilna Goyen. Chofetz Chaim paskin like the Vilna Goyen, and he was the Pesach Achren. That means, v'apetach b'Hashem chesed yisrael, afilu rosh gomo, if you have betochen, even if you're a rosh, the milers of betochen you will have. The benefits of betochen you will have, even a rosh gomo, and that's hard to understand, but that's what we... It's another sugya. A lot of sugyas. But that's the... This is the hardest one. It's the hardest one. I have everything I need to fulfill my purpose. In the world of betochen, in the world of ishtadlis, no, in the world of ishtadlis, I'm allowed to daven, I'm allowed to make ishtadlis, and I'm allowed to. It's very hard to live with those two parallel lines that keep touching. No chinam, that's hard. Chaim Solovav says it like this: ishtadlis einu moel, avalu muchrach. Ishtadlis doesn't help anything, but it's an imperative. You have to do it. And the question is, why and how much? Those are the two questions that bother everybody, right? How much ishtadlis do I have to make? And why am I making ishtadlis? Forget about the rishoni. That's my problem. How much is considered valid ishtadlis? Yeah, and why am I doing this if it doesn't do anything? And I think we mentioned the Mesilas Yesharim says you have to make the minimum. Talking about panosana. You have to make the minimum because it's a tax. It's a knas. B'zeis apecha toich alechem. L'maisa, you shouldn't be making any shtadlis. Before the chet of Adam Rishon, you made no shtadlis. You just lay there, kept Torah mitzvahs. Shem evayved. Esagan means Shem Torah mitzvahs. And the melachim pop wine and grape and roast lambs on the spiffy and whatever. It's not a bit like living in South Africa. Yeah.
You can write a check and not first.
You can write a check and not?
Not first. If
What do you mean write a check and not post it?
Habit is to pay, give me £100 and you get £1,000 a year for the rest of your life. So write the check for the person.
But you owe the person the money.
Huh?
I'm talking about earning the panasa. The ishtal is to earn the panasa. Once you have the money in your bank, you owe somebody money, you have to post the check.
You have to look out for him. He's been corrupted by our shear.
So you have to make the minimum. Ishtadis, but you have to make some ishtadis because a few rare individuals potter from ishtadis, but there's nobody today that can find it. No one. They say the last two people that were able to do that, you can argue this, but the last two people that were able to do that was the Chazanish and the Baal HaLeshem. We made no ishtadlis and it made no difference. If there was food, there was food. If there wasn't, there wasn't. Chazanish said himself, he never knows when he needs to eat because he has no desire. When his wife puts food in front of him, he knows he needs to eat, otherwise he wouldn't eat. That's a level you can get to, but today that's not
right. He didn't need food ishtadlis as opposed to.
He made no ishtadlis. No. But it didn't make any difference to me if he had it or not. Anyway, you'll see now.
Minimum is an objective.
So let's see what minimum is. How do we get to the minimum? How do you know what the minimum is? If you've heard this before 20,000 times from me, you can go learn, because this might be called Bitl Torah. If you haven't heard it, it's more od kadar to others. If you haven't heard this, it's more od kadar to others. It's based on Rav Desla. I heard this from a Motcha Miller b'shem Rav Desla. If it's in the Michtam Eliyahu, I don't know. But this Kach Kibalti mi Motcha Miller from Rav Desla. And it's revolutionary. That's why I'm quoting my sources. I didn't make this up. When a person does an Aveira, Chas v'chalila, and then he does tshuva, he's in a better position having done the Aveira and having done tshuva, or never having done the Aveira? Better to do having done the Aveira. Why?
Because now he understands it.
Before you did the Aveira, could you do the Aveira? Could you do the Aveira? Horaya, you did it. After you've done the Aveira and you've done tshuva, can you do the Aveira? No, the Rambam says Hashem testifies you won't. Once you've had proper charot and you've done proper tshuva, the zidonis nasa schios, you're now in a much better position than you were before. Because before you could do the Aveira, now you've been tested, challenged, and you're in a much better position than you were. The same works with a mitzvah. If a person would do a mitzvah, and then regret having done the mitzvah, is he in a better position before he did the mitzvah or after he did the mitzvah and had charata? He's in a better position before he did the mitzvah. Because at this stage, could he do the mitzvah? Yeah, because he did it. After he's done the mitzvah and he's mitcharetet, it's unlikely he'll do the mitzvah again. Someone knocks on your door and asks for tzedakah and you're feeling a bit generous, so you give him $10,000. You know, my some money for the whole year. And then you think to yourself, idiot, what were you thinking? What were you doing? Are you mad? Next guy knocks on your door. How much is he going to get? Nothing. Because you're charotted. You're charotted. So while you're in the, you're mitcharetting, having done a mitzvah, you won't do the mitzvah again. Okay? So what's that got to do with anything? Watch carefully. You have to find the amount of ishtadlis that you need to do. That if at the end of the year you don't have the panasa you thought you would have, you won't have charata. You won't be toala rishonos. If a person would do something that requires an active betochen, let's say he will say, listen, the next year I'm not going to do any work, I'm going to go sit in the best midrash and I'm going to learn Vashem Yazor. He speaks to his rabbiim about it, he gets to it, and he decides that's what he's going to do. Right? End of the year, he has a look, and his bank balance looks a little bit not so good. And he sees all his friends have got promoted and they're doing so well. And he thinks, you idiot, what do you Take a year off, whatever. Look what you've done. Now you're in debt. Pak, 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 pak. Is he better off? His level of betochen is better off now, or is it better off before he took the year off to go learn?
Before.
Before. So what's he done by doing not enough hishtadlus? His damages. Excellent. And therefore, the hishtadlus is there to protect the betochen you've got in order to enhance your betochen. Because one second, because if your betochen keeps crashing because you're toiler and shaynais, you keep having charotta for what you did, your betochen can't grow. It's getting smaller and smaller. The level of betochen you have now, you have to find the minimum, it's got to be the minimum that you won't be toiler and shaynais. It's very subjective. Very, very subjective. And it's not possible to work out. And there's room for error. You have to try. You have to play with it. Now, just one more point and then I'll stop. Let's say you took the year off and you realize at the end of the year, you know what? There was guns fine. Lovely. Beautiful. I'm glad I did it. However, I see. Not whatever. Therefore, now I have to look and see more ishtadlus. That's fine. There's no problem there. There's no charotta. I'm glad that I did what I did. But now I see I need to make more ishtadlus. Nothing wrong with it. Or I'm making too much ishtadlus. I have to make less. Without the charotta, just a reevaluation of your fact. That's great. We're not talking about that. We're talking about charotta, being toiler rishonos. You have to find the amount of ishtadlus and the type of ishtadlus as well. That if it doesn't work, you feel I did enough. I couldn't have done more. Whatever happened to me, Shemaim, the Beseder Gamor, Asitet Sheli. Now for one person, that could be 10 hours. Another person, that could be, I don't know, 1 minute. I don't know, whatever. That's a very personal. And you're going to make mistakes and you're going to check it and you're going to fine tune it. But in life. Okay, he was first. Too much is also a problem. See, sometimes you have to make the minimum. What's the problem of making too much? The Kabbalah Salavah says, you're stealing, yeah, you're stealing from your learning. That time that you're in the office, you could have been doing to be, you could have been doing wrong. Excellent question. Excellent question. Question. If you do too much ishtadlus, can that damage your betochen? Yes. I'll show you now. Yes. That's Rav Dessler. That's the five levels of talking by Rav Dessler.
So at the moment, we're holding that it is subjective. Depends on the person's agreed to the oil over how much ishtadlus one should be.
Correct. Because if you work 10 hours a day and it doesn't happen, you don't get what you wanted. You say, fool, other lawyers are working 18 hours a day and you work 10 hours. What were you doing? Another guy works 2 hours a day. And he has charotte at 2 hours. It depends on you. Depends on your level of betochen and your where you're holding. But it has to be the why. Okay, so it's complicated, very complicated. You have to understand the different levels of betochen. The problem when you're making too much ishtadlus is you start believing in the ishtadlus. I'm taking a big sugi and putting it into one thing. You start believing in the ishtadlus. Too little ishtadlus, you could have charot. Too much ishtadlus, you start believing in the... Sometimes you need to make ishtadlus in order to break the koich of Eitzim Yodi. You need to take it to break it. You need to do the ishtadlus to realize ishtadlus doesn't do anything. They're complicated. That's something you use. The ma'od matzben. It's very frustrating when you go through a verse and you try and see exactly how you put myself into that paradigm of these. It's very difficult. Where do I fit in? Okay, we'll start where we are. We apprentices. No one has qualified betochen yet. No one got his certificate, Baal betochen. We're all apprentices. Mechina, kindergarten. And what?
If your annual take, your annual anyway, So you don't have to do it. If you're gonna see, get to a point where you feel like you did too little, then I don't get it. It's like if you really believe it, it's all set. So you didn't really believe it.
That's the point. You have to do enough ishtadlus based on what you really believe. If at the end of the day you have charotta, you weren't really holding where you thought you were holding. Correct. And therefore, since you now think it didn't come from the ishtadlus, you think it came from the ishtadlus, you regret because you didn't do enough ishtadlus. That's the problem in Achilah.
Simple. Work on your betoffen.
What do you need to do in order to minimize your ishtadlus, which means to take your betochen further? Remind me tomorrow, we'll discuss. There's a few things Rav Dessler discusses, Rav Miller discusses, you can do to help that you're not to ala rishonis.
I would work on your betochen, and that will have to reduce
the avada, but sometimes you have to work on the ishtadlus in order to enhance the betochen also. It's not simple. Yeah. But once again, depends on you. All you did was sit and learn, and at the end of the day, there was no money in the bank. Were you going to have charot or not? Are you going to say, that's fine. There were Jews who did that, and whatever, it's not there. When there was, there was. When there wasn't. But it didn't affect their simcha levels. It's always a good barometer. Where your simcha levels holding in terms of your panasa? It's always a very, very good barometer. It's not 100%. Nothing is. Well, you're sitting and learning, and the panasa comes, it doesn't come. There's food in the house, there's no food in the house. You are fetching whatever, and you maintain your equilibrium. That's fine.
It's not called standing on your head sink.
No, that's ishtadlus. But once again, everybody today has to be making some ishtadlus. No one can just say, Ani zelo ase klum, ani yoshev lemod, ani zelo ase klum, v'ashem yazor. There's no one on that level today. I once had a shala. Okay, we have to stop here, man. Tomorrow we will carry on. Ellie, we're missing you. Get back here, man.